Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Ruth Gormagat Fuisin. An Irish father is preparing to row a boat 5,000 kilometres across the Atlantic in a few months' time. He's undertaking the challenge to raise funds for congenital heart disease, his 13-year-old daughter Saoirse having died from the condition in April of this year. Her heartbroken father, John O'Driscoll, along with four of his friends, has decided to turn his grief and sadness into helping other families and children who are living with the illness. When we spoke earlier, John began by telling me how he and his family were coping with Saoirse's loss now just 4 months on.
Yeah, it's still very raw. I suppose we're still having daily challenges. And like the crossing, pretty much uncharted water for myself and my wife Aoife, my son Rian. Each day brings a new set of obstacles, but in fairness, we are working through it as best we can, and we're doing the best we can right now.
Tell me a little bit about Saoirse, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Saoirse was born in 2010, and at our 20-week scan in Hollis Street, it was discovered that Saoirse had very rare congenital heart disease, a terminology which is used to describe a heart condition, not to generalise it, but it's a hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And I remember the doctor in the day saying, if it was a choice between hypoplastic left and right, he said, I'd prefer to have hypoplastic right. And as novice parents, I suppose, it was very much uncharted water. But in the coming weeks, we realised that this was going to define our lives forever and Saoirse's. With a lot of consideration, we decided at that point in time that we wanted to do the best for Saoirse and, you know, give her the best life we possibly could and love her as much as we possibly could.
She wasn't expected to live very long, John, was she?
No. At that time, when we spoke to the doctors, even making full term in pregnancy was believed to be a challenge. We used to go in bi-weekly into Hollis Street for scans to see her progression. As new parents, it became a very much a natural process for us. We didn't know any different. We had nothing to measure it against. And it felt like this was, you know, natural parenting. She was born unassisted on the 7th of December 2010, which was great. But a few hours after her birth, she was moved straight to Crumlin. I had to leave Aoife and go directly to Crumlin with her. My wife, being the woman she is, discharged herself and was right behind me. And that's really where it started with Saoirse.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that you were, before we came on air, that there were daily challenges for Saoirse.
Oh, daily challenges, yeah. Saoirse was well enough after she was born. Her condition, although very abnormal heart condition, it was balanced, and her heart was functioning and doing the job it needed to do, although it was very unstable. So the decision was made to plan surgery for when Saoirse was well enough for surgery, and that ended up being within the first 6 months of her life. We went in for open heart surgery at that point in time, spending around 11 weeks in Crumlin. Neither of us left the hospital. We wanted to be with her 24/7. And she, although recovered well from the original surgery, she then developed a complication called chylothorax. It was a fluid buildup in the lungs, and they had to remedy that by doing a second surgery, which was a thoracotomy, where they had to operate on her lung as well. So she was very sick for much of her time in Crumlin. I would say we spent 8 of the 11 weeks in intensive care, and a few times we thought we'd lose her at that point.
That was extremely stressful, wasn't it?
Very, very stressful. Living in those conditions, and again, we didn't know, but we found, I suppose, a lot of solace in the walls of Crumlin because we met a lot of parents on similar journeys. There was a lot of relatable people in the room and in the hospital, because something like this, it was so alien to us. We just didn't know what to expect. I actually spent my first Father's Day in intensive care, and my wife kindly got my first Father's Day gift organised, which is at the bottom of Saoirse's cot.
She made a huge impact on you, John. You and Aoife and your family generally, you say, despite her short years.
Yes. Saoirse as a person, she was so loving, so kind, so funny, caring, and in the latter years ended up being a very much a bit of a joker. She was actually the fun in the house. You know, we have one person in the household that generates the laughter and the jokes. That was Saoirse. And I always say to people, she taught me and Aoife to be better people. She taught us to be better parents. The upside of having a sick child from birth is that you tend to be, as a parent, more attentive. You tend to be more present. And in the fast pace of life that we have today, that's something that kind of eludes a lot of us. You know, we forget the things that are important, but we had, I suppose, the pleasure of having a little girl that taught us the value of those things. Mm. So yeah, she definitely made us better people. I can say that hand on heart.
Really?
Yeah.
How has her loss, and I want to talk about your role with some of your friends in honour and in memory of Saoirse across the Atlantic in just a second, but it's only 4 months on since you lost Saoirse, yeah. I think. How has your family and your household been?
It's been a very, very difficult challenge. Myself and my wife and my son in particular, we're on the same journey, but we're at different parts of the journey. And on any one given day, I could have a feeling of anger and frustration or regret. And Aoife would be at the same time feeling in the indelible loss of Saoirse. So our emotions are completely different at any one time. And I suppose we've been lucky in the sense that we've always been there at the times we most needed for each other. Every day as a challenge, we've always been there to pick one another up. But on a day-to-day basis, the day normally starts off with the awakening and realising. It's like Groundhog Day. It's like that day all over again. You quickly realise she's not in the other room.
The horrible feeling.
Yeah, she's not here to hug, to love. And that's very difficult.
And then family life tumbles in the form of your son, I suppose, yeah. And maybe forces you to get on with it, isn't it?
To some extent, yeah. You know, Rian's a great little boy. He loved his sister immensely. And dealing with our grief while remembering that he too is at the loss of a sister and his only sibling. We, I suppose, have talked at great lengths, myself and Aoife, about that and about the fact that we must give him the best life we possibly can. Although this will be a major part of his life and will really shape him as a young person and a young man, we have to do our very best and utmost to give him the happiest life mm-hmm. we could.
Can I talk to you for a moment about the journey, the cross-Atlantic journey, the role that you're going to do with, is it four of your friends? Tell me the aim of it, first of all.
So the aim of the crossing, it originally started 2 years, Cormac, with a different meaning. Although Saoirse and her illness was very much part of it, when we lost Saoirse earlier this year, the crew came to me and they said, look, we really need to refocus here. We need to make this all about Saoirse. If you're still willing to do this with us, and even if you can't, we'll do it in her name without you. But whatever we have to do, we want to make this about Saoirse now. And myself and Aoife were taken back, but they're great guys. Right, they really are a rock solid bunch of guys, and they've rallied behind me in particular, and they've helped me, I suppose, through the training and things like that to get a refocus. My wife Aoife quickly came to me after we lost Saoirse and had suggested that, although it might be very difficult, this is something we should really consider, whether you proceed with this. We started this journey. I set out with the mindset of trying to assimilate with Saoirse on her challenges in life, where I could do something as her parent to somehow put myself through a very difficult time and challenge, and could demonstrate to them that no matter how big the challenge is, we can always come out the other side. Mm-hmm. So I started off with that mindset. And although that's still the same, because I need obviously that's a lesson for Rian in life, a life lesson where you can take difficult things on and come out the other side. Now we want to try and do what we can to make a difference for other children in Saoirse's name.
And this is a fundraiser as well as being a journey to honour the memory of your beautiful daughter. It's a fundraiser as well. You want to help other people. How can people help, actually, if they're listening to you and if they're touched by what they're hearing?
So now we're looking at helping Heart Children Ireland, a great charity that's helped many families in Ireland who have kids with congenital heart disease. They provide great services to families. And the other charity that we want to also raise funds for is Crumlin Children's Hospital Heart Centre. It's been an invaluable service to us. They've been with us for our nearly 14-year journey, if you take the time during pregnancy, helping us and guiding us all the way. And we want to do as much as we can for those charities to help other young children in Saoirse's name.
And I'll get the details in terms of how people could donate if they wish to. But I do want to ask you about the journey itself across the Atlantic, because have you ever, may I ask, rowed any distance of this nature or anything like it before?
No. I'm in a boat with four other gentlemen, and none of us are seamen.
You might as well give them a mention. Who are they?
I've Enda MacNicholas as one of my teammates. There's Conor McCarty, Dara Kelly, and Roger McMorrow.
So and none of them are rowmen or seamen.
No,
so to speak,
none of them are seamen.
And the scale of the challenge then.
Yeah, the scale of the challenge is quite epic. But it was to pick something that would assimilate with the challenge that Saoirse had. I mean, on a daily basis, every one of us get up out of bed and get dressed and do our things. Mm-hmm. For as long as Saoirse has been a teenager, helping her get dressed on a daily basis, helping her shower, things like that, things that exhaust her completely with her condition. They're the little things that people never saw. So she went through daily struggles and challenges, but she always put on a brave face every time she went outside the front door. We used to say that her disability was a hidden disability. People would see her and think she looked fine, but she had enormous challenges on a daily basis, little things.
Well, it's a gargantuan journey that you're embarking upon, maybe befitting the impact she made on your lives. As I was saying to you, she had a short number of years, but she made a huge impact that most people will never make in their longer lives. How can people help? How can they donate, John?
So there'll be various different levels of donation. We'd have a person at home that just wants to give. We have a web page, which is the Power of One, Team Power of One. And from there, you can follow our link, which is to an iDonate page. And iDonate have been very helpful in relation to setting up the donation page for us, working very closely with us on it. We also then are seeking corporate donations. We would like to raise 250,000. So I suppose the level of corporate donations would be a requirement to hit that level of funding.
Okay. And you leave when?
We leave on the 12th of December.
Okay.
It's important to mention as well that this challenge, all funds raised go to charity. So myself and my colleagues, we've all put in a substantial amount of our own investment to get on this trip, whether it's to buy food, gear, equipment, pay entry fees to the race. That comes at a personal expense to all of us.
But everything else?
Everything else, all money raised. Nothing goes to funding the journey. Okay. All the money's raised goes straight to charity.
Well, the very best of luck with the journey. And we'll say condolences again to you and your wife, Aoife, and your family on the loss of Saoirse. It's been a privilege to meet you, John. And we'll talk again as you embark on your journey. John O'Sullivan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.